Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Holly Sagine, and I'll be your host for today's program, Embracing Change, Fostering Growth in the Healthcare Industry. On 6 May, the Financial Times, in association with Deloitte, will sponsor the FT U.S. Healthcare and Life Sciences Conference. This year's event will address key issues facing today's healthcare industry, how companies are embracing the transformative change currently taking hold, and how they're fostering growth for the future. Here today to discuss the conference themes are Greg Ray and Jennifer Malatesta. Greg is the global life sciences sector leader for Deloitte and also serves as the life sciences consulting leader for Deloitte Consulting in the United States. Greg, welcome.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Jen is the U.S. advisory leader for life sciences for Deloitte & Touche in the United States. Glad you could join us as well, Jen.
Thank you for having me.
So let's get started. The wearables craze is well established, and health apps have access to private health information and is really proliferating. At this time, there's heightened risk of cyber attacks compromising the availability, integrity, and confidentiality of that information. In fact, the healthcare industry was subjected to the largest percentage of cyber attacks of any industry in 2013. At 43%, that was an increase of 30% over the prior year. And those are some fairly concerning numbers. So my question is, how are considerations of cybersecurity and privacy affecting the digital revolution? Greg, let's start with you.
Well, certainly it has a significant impact, both in terms of the willingness of individuals to share their data, as well as just the overall security concerns around regulatory compliance from a HIPAA perspective, for example. So it does constrain to a certain degree the level of adoption and from a wearables perspective, just given these data concerns. That being said, there's certainly solutions that are already in the market and being developed to address those. But for wearables and technology to move from wellness type of applications to ones that are going to have meaningful impact on patient outcomes, the security concerns are going to have to be an ongoing concern and focus for the development community.
Jen, anything to add?
Yes. I do think there's some impacting adoption, but as you walk around, the mall or down the street, you certainly see the proliferation of wearable devices you can see, and there's more and more individuals who are adopting them. So it's certainly not measurably slowing down people from adopting it, but I think the assumptions that consumers are making are important. They're assuming that these companies or their physicians or the institutions are constantly monitoring for security and privacy issues. And I think they also assume that if there is an issue, that there's going to be an instantaneous response. So I think more and more the security and privacy elements need to become part of the customer experience, and that they're integrated, into the application, into the device, into the, frankly, the business model and the design from the very outset. I think that's the only way you can really bring together the security and the privacy and that customer experience moving forward.
And what's next in the convergence of health and digital technology?
I think there's lots of discussion going on about trends and about the use of big data and the use of data to create, things like synthetic biology, where we can, project the types of results that you might get in a clinical trial. But these are very hard for the average person to wrap their brain around at this point in time. I think the really what's next is the understanding, I think, from those who are either entering a college or in college or in a similar program, that if they want to be in healthcare, they need to be a student of technology, either literally or figuratively, if they hope to differentiate themselves and excel. And it will be interesting to see what our U.S. colleges and universities and also those abroad do to prepare people for this type of healthcare environment.
And Greg, from your perspective?
Well, certainly the the realm of biosensors and just technology will continue to evolve. And as the fidelity of biometrics is improved, the usage and applications of that data will certainly follow. You know, in addition to that, I mean, we'll continue to see some innovations, not unlike the Google and Novartis collaboration on the smart contact lenses for continuous blood glucose monitoring, ingestibles, any variety of technology advances that are going to truly be able to create, again, biofidelic data that can be tracked and used to positively impact outcomes, whether it's from an intervention standpoint or for a diagnostic perspective. But the landscape is certainly changing, and as the traditional device manufacturers continue to leverage the data that is provided from their devices and the patients that utilize them, to some of the new entrants into the industry from a technology standpoint, that convergence will continue to evolve and truly have an even more impactful presence within healthcare.
Do recent deals signal that Big Pharma is waking up to the opportunities and disruptive threats of digital healthcare?
Certainly. There's increased activity in any number of patient engagement kinds of applications. Again, the aforementioned collaboration between Google and Novartis for continuous monitoring through smart contact lenses. We've got collaborations such as the Qualcomm Tricorder XPRIZE, which is intended to really become a de facto mobile diagnostic tool. So there are numerous collaborations between life sciences on the pharma, biotech, and med device side with the technology industry to continue to evolve the devices and the methods by which the data is captured.
Jen, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's not only Big Pharma that's being impacted by this, but we also see smaller and mid-sized pharma companies trying to figure out how to obtain and keep an edge. We see a lot of smaller pharma companies moving to something like a virtual back office so that they can really keep the core of the business focused on innovation and technology. And there was an interesting observation at the recent JP Morgan Chase Healthcare Conference, where not only did we see big deals being talked about in the traditional sense, but we also see more and more private equity firms that are willing to, you know, basically fund a technology project within its organization. So not look to spin it out, not look to, you know, do an IPO for just a product, but continue to create a discrete funding opportunity to cultivate technology within pharma companies, within, you know, academic medical institutions, so that that technology can kind of grow up in the environment that's cultivating it, but not suffer for lack of resources. So there's interesting dynamics at play that we even see the investor community thinking differently on this topic.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. So thank you both for joining me today. That's all the time we have. But Greg, thank you. And thanks to you also, Jen.
You're
most welcome.
Visit www.deloitte.com/lifesciences to learn more about the Financial Times Deloitte U.S. Healthcare and Life Sciences Conference. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcast. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee in its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.